أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
Brothers and sisters, back again, and we're still getting evidences from the Holy Bible that Jesus Christ is not God. We gave you a lot of evidences, and we continue our job. So let's go to John, the Gospel of John, 14:28. Where are we? Yes. Okay. 14:28. Interesting. Okay, dokie. So, let's read that. You heard me say, I'm going away and I'm coming back to you. If you love me, you will be glad that I'm going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. One more time. If you love me, you will be glad that I'm going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. So the Father is not Jesus, and Jesus is not the Father. Okay, because one is greater than the other. Okay, this is normal. So we cannot say that the Father is the Son, and the Son is the Holy Spirit, because this is impossible. Even Jesus Christ himself saying that Father is greater than me. And we know that Father is some metaphorical language, a metaphorical reference to God. Okay. Interesting. So we are in the book of John, the Gospel. Let's move to 2017. Let's read together. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I'm returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." To my God and your God. And you telling us that Jesus Christ is God. But I'm sorry, Jesus Christ is saying here that he's not God. This is what Jesus Christ is saying. He says to Mary, the Magdalene, "I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." This is not the Holy Quran, by the way. It is the Holy Bible. This is not what Muslims say. This is what the Holy Bible says. Okay, so the sentence is not taken from the Muslim books. It is taken from the Holy Bible. Jesus said to Mary the Magdalene, "I'm returning to my Father, your Father, my God, your God." Wow. Jesus Christ, people, is not God. Okay? We do not need to deceive ourselves, you know, like more than this. And listen to what Allah says about that in the Holy Quran. And let's have a look at that. What God says about this point in the Holy Quran. Christ, and this is exactly in 4:172. Christ disdains not to serve and worship Allah. And Allah means God. Christ disdains not to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, those nearest to Allah. Those who disdain his worship and are arrogant, he will gather them all together unto himself to answer. But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, he will give their due rewards and more out of his bounty. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with a grievous penalty. Nor will they find besides Allah any to protect or help them. Okay, so one more time. Christ disdains not to serve and worship Allah. And this is very clear even from the Holy Bible. This is very clear from the Holy Bible. He's telling Mary the Magdalene, I am returned to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. So, he confesses that he's not God. Okay, now. Amazing. So, another point that helps us only also understand that Jesus Christ is not God. Now, no one is like God. No one is like God. God is not like human beings. God is the most supreme. He's the creator of everything. He cannot be likened to human beings. Okay? Interesting. So, and the Holy Bible even said that. So let's go to 89:6, the Psalms, the book of Psalms, 89:6. Okay. Interesting. Let's read that together. For who in the skies, David is talking about God here, for who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the Holy One, of the Holy Ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. No one can compare with the Lord. Never. No one can be compared with Allah. No one can be compared with God. Not Jesus Christ, not anyone else. So let's go to Isaiah. We find the same idea, 40:18. Isaiah 40:18. We find in Isaiah 40:18, to whom then will you compare God? What image will you compare him to? What image will you compare him to? Yes, God is not like people. God is not like human beings. But Jesus actually was a human being. He used to eat. He used to become hungry. He used to become thirsty. He even died according to the Holy Bible. Okay. So let's move to Isaiah 46:3. Isaiah 46:3. Interesting. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all you who remain of the house of Israel, you whom I have upheld since you were conceived, and have carried since your birth, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. To whom will you compare me, or count me equal? To whom will you liken me, that we may be compared? One more time. To whom will you compare me, or count me equal? And Jesus Christ actually confessed that. My Father is greater than me. says he cannot be compared to the Father. He cannot be compared to Allah. He cannot be compared to God. To whom will you liken thee that we may be compared? Okay. Let's go to Matthew 19:17 to read you that. Matthew 19:17. Interesting. The story again. Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, there is only one who is good. The same idea that we said. John 14:28. Okay, okay. Yes. You heard me say, I'm going away and I'm coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I.
One more time.
Okay? Clear. So, now we are going to talk about another evidence. Now, what we're trying to say all the time, that please, people, believers, Jesus Christ is not God. He's a great prophet, but he's not God.
Okay.
Why? Because God does not die. God does not die. It is impossible that God dies. Who is going to run this world when God is dead? Who's going to do that? Okay? So a guy will tell me, and how could you know that God cannot die? I say the Holy Bible tells me that God cannot die. This is what the Holy Bible says. So when you come to me and say that Jesus Christ died, I say, okay, so Jesus Christ is not God, simply because this is what you're telling me, this is what you've been teaching me. Okay? Let's see that. I want you to go to Isaiah 8:19 and see what we have. Isaiah 8:19. Isaiah 8:19. That's it. When men tell you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of the God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? God is trying to make fun of those people. He's trying to teach them that you're not supposed to ask spiritists. You're not supposed to go to magicians. But you are supposed to ask God, because God is alive. God does not die. And God said, why consult the dead in behalf of the living? Again? Because it is impossible that God is dead. And actually Jesus Christ died. So let's go to Isaiah 26:14. We have another proof here. O Lord, our God, other lords besides you have ruled over us, but your name alone do we honor. They are now dead, they live no more. So here in the book of Isaiah, we are told that God doesn't die, but other false gods die. Very interesting. So God does not die, but other false gods die. They are now dead, they live no more. By your name alone do we honor. They are now dead, they live no more. Okay? Very good. So, and this is my favorite. This story is my favorite. Ezekiel. I want you to go to Ezekiel 28. I love this book. And this is one of the best chapters. 28. Let me read that story to you. It is so interesting. The word of the Lord came to me, son of man. Say to the ruler of Tyre, this is what the sovereign Lord says. In the pride of your heart, you say, I am a god. I sit on the throne of a god in the heart of the seas. But you are a man and not a god. Though you think you are as wise as a god, are you wiser than Daniel? Is no secret hidden from you? By your wisdom and understanding you have gained wealth for yourself and amassed gold and silver in your treasuries. By your great skill in trading you have increased your wealth, and because of your wealth your heart has grown proud. Therefore this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Very important. Take care of the next. Because you think you are wise as a god, I'm going to bring foreigners against you. The most ruthless of nations, they will draw the swords against your beauty and wisdom and peace, and pierce your shining splendor. They will bring you down to the pit, and you will die a violent death in the heart of the seas. Will you then say, I am a god in the presence of those who kill you? You will be but a man, not a god, in the hands of those who slay you. You will die the death of the uncircumcised at the hands of foreigners. I have spoken, declares the Sovereign Lord. Now, this is very interesting. Why is it very interesting? Because God is trying to prove that this king is not the one God. How? He's trying to tell us that because this king is going to be killed, that means that he's not God. Why? Because how can you say, I am God in the presence of those who kill you? It's impossible. You are being killed and you are arrogant. You will keep saying, I'm God. It's impossible because God cannot be killed. I am God in the presence of those who kill you. You will be but a man, not a god, in the hands of those who slay you. And this is actually what happened to Jesus Christ according to the gospel. That the Jews and the Roman soldiers, okay, they cooperated to kill Jesus Christ and to crucify him. How could anybody tell us that Jesus Christ is God? Actually, Jesus Christ was arrested, was beaten, was spit on him. Okay, they spit in his face. Okay, and he was crucified according to the gospel. And we need somebody to tell us that Jesus Christ is God. Well, the Holy Bible says no. And let's go to Timothy, the epistle to Timothy, Timothy 1, and I watch 6:16. 6:16. Where are we? Ah, yes. Timothy 1. Okay. And now 6:16. Now, this sentence is about God here. Who alone is immortal and who lives in an approachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and might forever. Amen. One more time. Who alone is immortal? Immortal means doesn't die. But Jesus Christ did die. Who told us that Jesus Christ died? The Holy Bible says. And who told us that Allah doesn't die? The Holy Bible. So it is impossible that Jesus Christ is God. Impossible. Okay, this is from the Holy Bible itself. Okay, so thank you, my dear friends, and see you inshallah in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.